"Are you sure you're okay?" he was saying, and now a door was opening, somewhere in a wall, and a woman in a peculiar ruffle-fronted blouse was emerging through it like Elizabeth I. And on the edges of my comprehension, I wondered if this person was perhaps a girl guide leader, or maybe Brown Owl, or one of the Pams from the Institute, or even Mrs. Beeslack, returned from over a decade ago to reprimand me for my cynical attitude towards poetry. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole, in the morning glad I see. "Bill!" the woman was calling out across the library's expanse. "Bill!" And as I was falling, a part of me knew it was pure coincidence. Coming across that old poem one afternoon in North Brixton Library, it was not exactly an unknown piece of verse, after all. And Marjorie was yelling now. "Bill, you're going to have to hold her," she was bellowing. And I knew that none of this was anything to get excited about. But at the same time, a part of me, the part that had always believed in telepathy and hunches and kindness prevailing in some strange and complicated way, that part knew it was a sign.